I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There was tension today at the United Nations Climate Summit in Copenhagen. This wasn't a dispute between industrialized countries and developing countries. Instead, developing nations started arguing among themselves. The BBC's environment correspondent Richard Black is in Copenhagen.
Today we saw really dramatic signs, you have to say, of a split developing, where some of the smaller nations that consider themselves especially vulnerable to climate change, so this is some of the small island developing states, some of the African countries, spoke out very strongly in favour of much tougher curbs. They want a tough new legal treaty or protocol, one could say, tougher than other developing countries such as India or China want. And there was an absolutely prolonged debate about this in the plenary. And in fact, Tuvalu, which was instigating this.
Right, Tuvalu is a Pacific Island republic, exactly. Seems to be driving this tough line.
Yes, indeed it was. It's all done through the Association of Small Island States, or AOSIS, as they're known. Lots of Caribbean members of that as well. But you're right, Tuvalu is taking the lead in this particular situation, and they called for a suspension of discussions unless their proposal to have the idea of a new tough treaty discussed was could be taken seriously. And they got it. The chair had to suspend discussions.
So debate kind of temporarily suspended on this, but when it resumes, I mean, do countries like Tuvalu and some of the others you mentioned have a prayer?
Well, it's a very interesting question, and different people give you different answers on this. People who've followed this for a long time, there are some that say, look, the big countries are so economically powerful, I'm talking about big developing countries here, are so economically powerful and so politically powerful that they will just sort of somehow pummel these small countries into line. But there are others who say, look, things are changing. These guys are finding a voice. They're standing up for themselves. This is, you know, the start of a big new process of differentiation of how countries actually regard themselves, what blocks they fall into. We'll have to see how it pans out. It's going to be fascinating watching. I would bet my bottom dollar that somewhere in this conference center right now there is a meeting going on which is pretty bloody, with these different developing countries coming together and, shall we say, discussing their positions.
I guess we should say, Richard, that this debate was pretty inevitable. I mean, it's one of the themes that emerged over the years when international agreements on climate change come up. I mean, why does it all sound very, ooh, we didn't anticipate this?
I think some people, I certainly felt for a long time that this debate had to surface at some point. But the climate change process doesn't exist in isolation. It exists in the context of all the other international negotiations that countries are involved in, including things like the World Trade Organization, for example. And so often what's happened is that the what you might call narrow climate-oriented interests of the smaller and less powerful countries have been played down, that, you know, they've had to play them down because of these wider economic interests. You know, they have much more interest in other spheres, in being very, very closely aligned with the Chinas, the Indias, even the Saudi Arabias. But, you know, part of the equation may be that if you feel your country is going to cease to exist at some point, unless you stick up for yourself, well, maybe that does make you stick up for yourself a little more than previously.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there. The BBC's environment correspondent, Richard Black in Copenhagen. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.